Welcome to the news on Prozion Radio and Television. I am Nifemi Onibio. The British High Commissioner to Nigeria, Richard Montgomery, says the decision of the United Kingdom restricting foreign students from bringing dependents with them starting in 2024 is not targeted at Nigerians. Rather, it is to protect UK infrastructure as the number of students bringing their family members from all around the world surged in the last couple of years. The British High Commissioner stated this on Wednesday after he met with Vice President Kashim Shettima at the State House, Abuja. He admitted that the number of Nigerian students coming to the United Kingdom increased fivefold in 3 years, just as the overall number of international students also increased. Montgomery added that though this is a fantastic success for the universities, it is not always possible to find housing and services for the high number of the population coming into the United Kingdom with their families. The Economic and Financial Crime Commission, EFCC, has warned content creators, movie and skit producers against unauthorized use of its branded jackets, symbols, insignia, and other accoutrements. In a statement by its head of media and publicity, Wilson Nwajari, on Wednesday, the commission noted that the use of the EFCC brand in movies without authorization is illegal. Nwajari said the commission appreciates the desires of producers to create content with plot around the EFCC, but it is also important that they get authorization from the commission, including venting of sins, to ensure that false or misleading messages are not passed to the public. The commission also warned that anyone found acting contrary to his adversary shall henceforth be treated as an impersonator and dealt with accordingly. The federal government of Nigeria has approved the reopening of the semi-land border for the importation of vehicles. The director of road transportation in the Ministry of Transportation, Ibrahim Musa, made the disclosure on Wednesday. Musa, who spoke at the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, meeting organized between officials of Nigeria and Benin Republic, revealed that the development followed compliance by freight forwarders operating at the semi-border. Similarly, the Custom Area Controller of Semi-Border Command, Dera Nnadi, who also spoke at the event, lamented that the service has noticed a reduction in its revenue since the importation of vehicles through the land borders was suspended by the immediate past administration. In sports, World Cup winner and Argentina team captain Lionel Messi has been nominated in 3 categories for the ESPY 2023 award. The prize is given by popular American broadcast TV station ABC. The former Barcelona and PSG star player has enjoyed a stellar campaign in recent times. Messi lifted the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, scoring 7 goals and registering 3 assists. The 7-time Ballon d'Or winner also scored twice in the final against France at the Lucie Iconic Stadium. His performance has gotten him a nomination in the ESPY Best Championship Performance category. Other candidates in the category are Nikola Jokic, NBA, Rose Hung, LPGA, and Leon Edwards, UFC. He was also nominated in the Best Athlete category alongside the likes of Aaron Judge, Baseball, Patrick Mahomes, NFL, and Nikola Jokic, NBA. The 35-year-old is also a nominee for the Best Scorer Player category alongside Aitana Bonmati, Erling Haaland, and Sophia Smith. Messi won the Best International Athlete Award at the ESPY back in 2015. And on the international scene, China has confirmed that 53 people were killed when a coal mine partly collapsed in the northern Inner Mongolia region in February, according to state media. Dozens of people have been missing after a 180-meter high 509-foot slope gave way at the open pit mine in the remote Ulsa Lake, burying people and vehicles below. Rescuers initially pulled 6 survivors and 6 dead from the debris, but authorities did not provide further updates for months. State broadcaster CCTV said on Wednesday that 47 people classified as missing after the incidents had been confirmed to have no vital signs, citing the Regional Emergency Bureau. In a sign of the incident's severity, Chinese President Xi Jinping at the time ordered authorities to do everything possible to search for and rescue the missing people and protect the security of people's life and property, as well as overall social stability. Up next is Oseise Agmon with the entertainment news.
A lovely and beautiful day to you, and welcome to the entertainment news on Procyon Radio and Television. I am Osehise Agbon. First on the entertainment news, former Big Brother Naija Season 7 housemate Chichi has narrated how fake housemates and her love interest in the Level Up house, Deji, manipulated her into thinking she was mentally ill. Speaking during the Big Brother Naija Season 7 reunion day 3, aired on Wednesday, Chichi said Deji would intentionally provoke her, and when she started raging, he would tell her she was overreacting and needed to see a therapist. She recalled how Deji once recorded her while she was complaining bitterly about his unruly behavior towards her. The reality star said Deji puts up a good character whenever they are outside, but behaves irrationally when they are alone in the room. Chichi said at a point she succumbed to Deji's manipulations as she started thinking she could be suffering from a mental illness, making her overreact. Next on the entertainment news, former Nigerian musician and activist Charles Emeka Oputa, popularly known as Charlie Boy, has threatened a lawsuit against his former record label, Premier Records Limited, over an alleged breach of contract signed in 1988. Charlie Boy, in his letter issued by his lawyer on Monday, claimed the record label violated the terms of the agreement signed 35 years ago. The letter said the singer signed artist recording contracts with the company in 1988, 1990, and also recently, which have all expired. He alleged that despite the expiration of the contracts, Premier Records was still breaching copyrights to his musical works. And with that, we wrap up the entertainment news on Procyon Radio and Television. I am Osehise Agbon. Until next time, keep shining like the star you are.
Thank you, Ose. And with that, we end the news on Procyon Radio and Television. I am Nifemi Onibio. Another edition of the entertainment news comes up at 9 p.m. On behalf of the production crew, thank you for listening.